Hi, Flashketeers. What you are about to experience is a recording of the Flash in the Pan live episode recording performed in Birmingham last month at the Confuzzled Furry Convention to a packed house of screaming, mostly people who hadn't heard of us before, but they seemed to have a good time. If you were one of the people in that crowd, then thank you again for your attendance and your claps and your cheers at appropriate moments. If you weren't there, then hey, maybe we'll catch you next time. The audio for this is not great because it's a live recording, but hopefully it is clear and fun enough for you to enjoy the inaugural Flash in the Pan Live. Good morning, Birmingham. How are we all doing today?
Yeah.
You sound appropriately awake. That's good. That's good.
Good.
That's a good sign.
It's good to be alive, generally.
So, welcome one and all to our first ever live episode of Flash in the Pan. Woo! We did it!
Yeah!
We're real now. So, yeah. Seriously, thank you all for coming along. We are a podcast. We've been going for 4 and a bit years now. We are continuing strong. Who here has somehow listened to us before in the past?
Good.
Exactly.
At least one person.
Exactly one person.
Hey.
Fantastic. You are our biggest fan. We will be calling on you if there are any problems. So, we're going to start with a little bit of admin, because everyone loves admin. First of all, hi. She is Alex.
Hello.
And he is Tom. That's me. This is our podcast. We hope you have a good time. We're hoping to have a good time. And we're going to make sure to have a good time by training you in a bit of very simple audience participation.
It's very, very important, so please pay attention.
Do we think we're up for this morning?
What?
Do we think we're up for this?
Come yeah? on.
Some audience participation?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's find out. So, pay attention. When we say, Flash! You say,
Good. We were expecting horrible blood-curdling screams at this point, so you're all doing very well.
Yeah, it's a very specific R, like we're about to make some really interesting points.
Very interesting.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, now you're getting it, now you're getting it.
That's the stuff. Okay, so let's try it together. Alex, if you would.
Yeah. Flash. Yeah.
Okay, not bad, not bad. One more time. Flash! I think that's perfect.
I think that's it.
Excellent. Lovely. Well done. So, let's begin.
Let's do it. All right.
Oops. Okay.
Oh, dear. How'd you...
There we go.
Hey!
Okay.
All right. You
so,
wanna, if you want to just play the theme tune...
The theme tune isn't working.
What do you... What?
The file
Tom.
Is corrupted.
Tom. Tom? You're making us look bad, Tom.
I suppose we'll have to do it live. Okay.
Give me a count, you in, okay?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
We grew up in a world full of online animations. Now digging them up for your consideration. Bring you the tunes today that who we are. From the Flash in Japan. From the Flash in Japan.
Now I've got to do the boring bit.
Yeah, okay, cool. So, we have a couple of rather delightful and appropriately furry-themed cartoons for you. Are there any furries in the room?
No.
See,
that's understandable.
I see one. So, like...
What's a furry?
What's a furry? We might find out over the course of the show. Yeah, it's
maybe.
Great. Because, like, I had an old drama teacher. I think a lot of people had this. You have like a drama teacher that says, if you're nervous on stage, just picture everyone in the audience naked. They never said anything about if your audience are dressed as 6-foot wolves.
There's no training for that.
No training, isn't that? It's fine. But what we have trained for, what we have practiced for, is showing you folks some wonderful cartoons, and then we're going to have a chat about them, maybe learn a little bit about what went into making them.
Ooh. Research.
So we're going to be starting with the classic Catan, developed by Tyrell, a.k.a. Cerberus, back in the mists of 2010. I'm going to full screen this for the full beautiful HD effect.
This is the bit that usually gets cut, so, you know, you're welcome.
Yeah, you get to hear our live-ish reactions. And please, have a good time. This is Catan! Catan. Let's hear it for Catan. So this is exactly as cool as I remember it being when it first came out. Uh-huh. Let's start by talking about the animation itself.
Yes.
The animation is gorgeous.
Yes.
I think we can agree.
Yes.
Like, we've got some beautiful colors. Mm-hmm. We've got really nice, fluid, a lot of frame-by-frame animation.
Yeah.
There's a real personality to the characters.
It's identifiably Tyrrell's work. If you've seen it before, you know it's him.
Yeah, it's very much his style, but taken to this epic proportion.
Yeah.
Right? Where previously, a lot of Tyrrell's work, as we've covered in previous episodes, was a lot of shorter comedy skits. This has a kind of epicness to
it. This is 4 minutes long.
It's 4 minutes, but
that's like an hour for Newgrounds.
I know, right? But also, it tells a pretty cool story.
Yeah.
And, it builds this whole world of, it's ancient Mexico. Mm. We accept all of the Mayans or Nahuatl, the little kobold people.
Yeah.
And they've got, cool ancient tech. I love all the pulleys and levers, and it's so cool.
You get to see the very first Otis elevator. Has anyone else caught that?
Yeah.
Shout out to the elevator heads in the room.
Yeah, woo! We know you're out there. I hope that gives you a lift. Okay, so it looks amazing. There's a real sense of scale to everything, which I like.
Yeah.
Often when you're working with Flash, because you're using sort of assets that you're puppeteering, when you're zooming in or zooming out, you can really tell.
Yeah.
In this, but this is made with the kind of care that means that when we do have these huge, grand productions, these big, empty rooms, these cavernous temples and so on, we actually feel the character as they should be in the middle of it all. But it also means that when we do that, we get the close-ups and we get to see the expressions, we get to see the emotions on their faces. It actually translates really well, I think.
You feel like a kobold. Become kobold.
Become kobold. Yes. Reject humanity, become kobold, is the lesson of Catan. And definitely. Also the lesson of Catan is, please don't steal dangerous ancient glowy stuff.
Generally a bad idea.
Especially because it might have laser powers. That was unexpected.
I wasn't expecting to see somebody get impaled on a Monday morning for the
we should go over the plot for the listeners at home who are not lucky enough to be here. So we've got this beautiful ancient Mayan-ish civilization. Yeah. They're building temples. They've got this huge construction with some kind of powerful artifact inside.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And one of the builders gets attacked by a thief who tries to steal some kind of cool skull.
Can you blame him? It's a very cool
skull. It's a very cool skull. I would like that skull as long as it's not pointed anywhere near me, because it turns out that the thief tries to use the powers of the skull to escape, ends up dying, but also so does the builder. And we think, okay, they've been properly Mortal Kombat dead, right? Because there's an actual spike pit. And after this fairly wholesome video about cartoon critters, suddenly, ooh, that's all his bones. however, the big twist. Is it a twist? I guess it's foreshadowed a bit.
Yeah.
Turns out that the glowy skull is even glowier than we thought, and there's an even bigger ghost/god kobold in there who resurrects both the builder and the thief, and the thief just kind of gets dumped in another temple to face justice, like Batman, literally dropping the Joker into Arkham Asylum.
And then the builder just like is like, oh, cool, I'm alive again. Thanks, bye.
Bye.
And then there's a nice constellation, and everyone's happy except for the thief, who is probably about to be stabbed to death by an Anubis man. I mean, there are worse ways to go. There are worse ways to go, but...
It's open-ended. It ends on a kind of like a cliffhanger.
Yeah, it is a cliffhanger. And, but yeah, so we get this final shot of thief versus... Don't click that. Thief versus... guard, and who knows, maybe it'll be he'll face justice, maybe they'll become firm friends and start a treasure hunting duo together. Maybe
that, I would pay money to see that.
They'll go on further Anubis and Kobold, like the Carmen San Diego and friends of 10,000 BC.
Should start a petition for Catan to the
Catan to the settlers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think like as a cartoon, I think this still really holds up.
Yeah. Well, not yet. No.
Oh, gosh. Everything's gone wrong. That's fine. So, as a cartoon, I think this really holds up. Mm-hmm. I think that it's got real personality. And, like, you can tell that this was something that was worked on, like, for a long time.
It's only from 10 years ago.
It's only from 12 years ago.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Shit.
I'm sorry, everyone. Yeah. Yeah. This is the only podcast where time is very real. But like honestly, like if it came out yesterday, I would still be really, really impressed.
Yeah, it's impressive stuff.
Because even in like the modern animation scene on YouTube and such, like this is still like in the upper echelons of like, hey, that's a cool thing that's been made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think if we don't have any more comments about the cartoon itself,
I think it's time.
I think it's time for
you'll
some.
Know what to do.
Okay, everybody ready? Deep breaths. It's time for some.
Flash. Yes,
gosh,
well
that feels
done.
Good. So, Alex.
Yes. Oh, God, yes. The research. Oh, shit.
So, as a tradition, we have done a little bit of background research, learn a bit about the context for this to be being made and released, and maybe a little bit about the creator.
Yes.
So, I believe you've got some research notes.
So, this is, as we've discussed at length, Reddy's Catan, created by... Cerberus or Tyrrell. It was uploaded to Fur Affinity and Newgrounds. February 5th, 2010, as Tom rightly says, that was 12 years ago, we apologize. sadly, it did used to be on Newgrounds, and for anybody, a lot of people here have not heard the podcast before, yes, Newgrounds is still a thing. You can
very
still
much
go
so.
To Newgrounds.com, it's all still there. It was on Newgrounds. Unfortunately, it's been removed. However, Tom very cleverly has used the Wayback Machine.
Whoa.
And it's a very useful resource for us because a lot of the stuff we talk about just has been pulled. It had 600,000 views on Newgrounds before it was pulled down, which is a pretty big number. So it won some awards. Newgrounds had or has awards that can be given to individual cartoons. So it was on the front page, a weekly user's choice, and review crew pick, and daily feature.
Yeah, and deservedly so.
Definitely deservedly so. 31,730 views on that website for Affinity. Disgusting. Also hosted on YouTube, where it's got 99,295 views. That's some pretty good numbers.
Yeah, especially for something that like was not officially uploaded on YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah.
As Tom mentioned previously, we have covered Tyrrell a couple of times.
Yeah.
So because we have like a lot of people that listen to podcasts a lot, we're not gonna like super go over Tyrrell stuff. But if you would like us to elaborate on who Tyrrell is and what he's done in the past, you can go and flash in the pancast.
Good plug.
Episode 5 and 39 where we covered raccoons and roses are red.
I hope you're all taking notes, by the way.
Yeah, it will be on the test.
5 and 39.
5 and 39. I will be asking each and every one of you as you go out the door. Yeah, so Tyrrell, in brief, very popular, fairly well-known furry animator, still active in the community today, even being involved with work with the con. He could be in the room.
Yeah. You
there he is! Major Lord.
Oh.
We found a comment from him where he said, I started making this tune in November 2008. Who remembers 2008? What a time. And he finally exported it in January 2010.
So that's 2 years of working on this.
2 years. Various delays, injuries, graduations and jobs made it hard to focus on for a lot of the time. But it's fairly safe to say it took a year to make. That's 2 years ago. Which also accounts for the style changes and quality progression evident throughout the formings of Playtime. He's put a winky face. That's the research we've got for Catan.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I do know that when it was uploaded to Fur Affinity, because the file size of the Flash is so big, he had to get like special permission to host it. Like asking the site admins, like, by the way, I've got a cartoon, but it's a bit big. Can you just like
please
like recode
please.
Yeah, recode the page for me, thank you.
Just this one time.
Yeah. Although very sadly it no longer works on FA because for some reason a lot of Turtles animations do still work on FA, but this one doesn't for some reason. I think it might be because of the size.
Probably.
Yeah. But it is fully available on YouTube. And it is definitely worth tracking down. Watch it at home. Like, show your friends. Like, it's just nice. It's just really fun. And it is exciting and cool. And I like it.
Subscribe to Tyrell. Like, comment, and also subscribe.
Yeah, exactly. Please do. So we're going to close out this particular segment with a few comments.
This is the best bit. Strap yourselves in, everybody.
So we have pulled a bunch of comments from both Fur Affinity and a couple from YouTube, I think.
Yes.
So we're going to start. We're just going to take turns reading them for your delectation and delight, and hopefully paint a picture of the social culture and milieu of the time
way
that this
back
released.
Yesteryear of 2010.
Yeah. So we're going to start off with this comment by someone called Plucky, who appears to be a cow, a very happy cow.
He's at the con. He's not in the room, but he is. He is.
We're calling
somewhere.
You out. But Plucky simply says, "Woot." Which is an ancient word which means hooray, I believe.
It was outdated by 2010. What are you doing,
Next up.
That belongs into a museum. Thank you very much for that, Zantiago. Thank you.
Yeah. DragonFan360 said, "Ooh, got a lover the Egyptians." I remember which one's next.
Oh, no. Sparky the puppy, they look like weasels, kind of.
They're kobolds. They're
kobolds.
So obviously little
Please
dragon
pay
men.
Attention.
Sparky,
it's
come on.
4 minutes of kobolds.
Sparky's had 5 years to work this out from the time that this was released.
And somebody agreed with him. Somebody fucking liked it.
Disgraceful. So we do have a couple of long... We're not going to read the whole thing because this is a chunky comment, but we do get a really long and detailed review from someone called Draconis Khan talking about how impressive the camera work is. And Tyrell, a.k.a. Cerberus, describes how in Flash, since you don't have an actual camera, the challenge that that makes that kind of stuff possible is that he has to track everything to a single static viewing area, and so he learned tricks to get around with by creating a scene that's entirely separate of the viewing window as another animated video and then importing the object into the shot. It's like a really kind of creative way of getting around the considerable limitations of the program, and I thought, I mean, I've been creating that because it's just really cool, and it's really nice to see creators like talking interestingly about like how they put this stuff together, because we can tell that we're using a lot of frame by frame animation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're using some really smooth lines, some really nice background work, and then we're adding all these digital tricks on top to make it all flow together and actually work as a complete thing. Mm-hmm. Which I think is neat. We're going to finish off with this next one from Doggy Dog.
Yes. So, no wonder why it took this long, sir. But I know we'll be hearing from you in some famous production one day. Damn, the talent has gone up to pro levels now.
To which the animator responded, "Mine will be the first Pixar film where everyone dies."
Good.
And if the death scene Katana anything to go by, that will be the first 18 rated Pixar film.
Most metal Pixar film. to exist.
Yeah, imagine if Mike Wazowski just got gibbed. So, that is going to bring us on to our second cartoon, and speaking...
You missed one. I was going to say, is it?
Okay.
Where's the comment?
I forgot I put this one in. So, we do have one final comment, and I apologize for this, but...
No, you don't.
There's a timestamp. A timestamp for the end of the cartoon, and then the comment is, then Yiff happens?
Kevin... are you here?
Kevin Martin Del Campo. This person's full name is out there on YouTube asking when the Yiff happens.
Sort yourself out, Kevin.
Honestly, come Kevin, come on.
Jesus.
Really? And someone else agreed with this. So, that's going to bring us to our second cartoon, which is, speaking of Gibbs and violence, Bunny Kill.
Bunny Kill!
Some of you in this room might be familiar with Bunny Kill.
It sounds like from the groans in the room, some people maybe have seen us before.
I hope so, because it is it's a delight, honestly. So, we're going to show this. There will be some cartoon violence, in case the title hadn't clued you in. Here we go. Stone Cold. Yes. Bunny Kill.
Yeah.
And also that music is so intense. Wow. So that was the end. For now, there are many more, as I'll talk about later.
Yes.
So that was the illustrious Bunny Kill. So that is basically madness.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But with bunnies.
I'm definitely picking up the madness combat inspiration. Also a little bit of maybe a little bit of Super Mario Brothers in there too.
A little bit. We get like as the fight goes on, we get a little bit more anime.
A little bit of aerial action going on there. Wasn't much of that in Madness, really.
Not at first. Yeah. So, Alex.
Yes.
I know this is going to be a difficult challenge, but I think you're up to it.
I think so. Yeah.
Can you describe the plot to us?
Okay. So there's a bunny, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. He kills a lot of other bunnies.
Whoa.
And also, there was a really big one too.
A big bunny.
That was cool.
Yeah.
That big bunny always bean freaked. I wasn't expecting to climb inside of his head.
And
exit the other end.
Yeah, it is like even for something which is basically just like 100% cartoon violence by volume, like the actual violence is pretty intense.
Yeah.
because this was actually a suggestion from one of our viewers, one of our listeners rather.
Yes.
And I hadn't seen this until
recently.
No,
this is the first time I am seeing it today.
Somehow my teenage self, with the lust for cartoon blood that I had, had not experienced Bunny Kill. And if I'd seen this when I was 13, or I guess 15 when it came out, I would have been all over it.
We've all got a little bit of bloodlust inside of us.
Exactly, yeah. And a Bunny Kill, I think, really brings that out.
Yeah.
So the characters are pretty much like... they're just expendable bunnies.
Yes.
Except for the cool black
bunny. The cool one. You know he's cool because he's got sunglasses.
He doesn't just have sunglasses, but he's unimpressed by the violence. He even yawns. I mean,
a cool guy.
That's just disrespect.
He catches the sword with his hands too.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
And then, they have like a proper like hand-to-hand, like not quite Dragon Ball, but kind of like Yu Yu Hakusho battle, I suppose. And then the white bunny gets in a cheap shot with a broken sword, and the black
undeserved.
That's
me.
Yeah, and the black bunny gets stabbed in the throat, and it's like, ugh, and the white bunny shrugs and walks off.
And then that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like
end.
End. The end. Yeah. Bunny Kill will return in Thunderball. It's got the violence that we saw in Catan.
Yeah.
But the style is so different. Mm. So like as opposed to the like the lavish frame by frame stuff. Mm. Here, like it's kind of like no frills. Like, okay, yeah. We've got a bunny. We've rigged up the little circle hands. They're floating in the air. We don't need to worry about arms. It's very madness.
Yeah.
And we've got these little guys, and we're just gonna puppet them around and do incredible violence.
Yeah.
And like the backdrop is just a looping apple orchard.
It's obviously not as elaborate as.
Yeah. I think it's made to feel like madness, in that it's made to feel like a level of a vicious side-scrolling fighter.
Yeah.
With like the big bunny is like the mini boss, and then the black bunny is like the real boss.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's actually like became a game, like a Newgrounds game. I could see that.
Okay. Yeah. I can see that. Yeah. I suppose there isn't that much more to say about the card.
No.
It is exactly as you would expect from something called Bunny Kill. Right?
Bunnies get killed.
Yeah, but then, like, in 2005, this was very much the style. I mean, this is the time of Happy Tree Friends, right? Mm-hmm. This is, like, the post-Invader Zim, hey, we can do, like, really cool, cute cartoons that are also staggeringly gory.
Yeah.
And the kids will love it. You know? Right? Like, we're lucky. I mean, like, I'm sure there was a version of this, like, pitched to Nickelodeon, but with, like, snot instead of blood.
Would it not be GAC?
GAC instead of
blood.
Yeah. Are Nickelodeon employees made of GAC?
They might be.
How do they harvest it?
Have you ever met a Nickelodeon employee?
I haven't. I probably because it would be too sticky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. GAC, for those of you who are unaware, is American for gunge.
Slime.
Yeah. It's just, gunge is one of the, like, I understand, like, ooh, it's cool. It's like brightly colored and it's gloopy, but like, watching stuff like Get Your Own Back or like anything when I was small, I was like, I don't want to be.
It just looks.
I don't want to be in there.
Yeah.
That looks
like the worst time.
It's gonna get my hair. No, thank you. Yeah, blood though. Love the blood.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, just like bathe me in the blood if it comes from a cartoon rabbit. Perfect. That's great. So I think
we should quickly move on before you're arrested.
Yeah, you're right. So that means I think it's time for a little more Flash.
Ah!
You were quicker than my slideshow. Thank you very much.
There you go.
So, Bunny Kill was developed by an animator called Mottis back in 2005, who worked with a collaborator whose name I have lost.
You got it.
I do have it.
I know you have.
I so do
you
have
had it.
It
earlier this morning.
Oh no. I do have it. It is right here. Ryunen. Real names Yuso Andelin and Matti Pajunen. So Yuso Andelin would go on to make not just one, but four more installations of Bunny Kill. Each more elaborate and off the wall and ridiculous than the previous one.
Mm-hmm.
You can find a full compilation on YouTube of all five back to back.
Oh.
It's a full hour of Bunny Kill.
So if anyone's got an hour they want to kill...
Yeah, if anyone like really needs to let off some steam, then like a full hour of bunnies killing each other, I think will probably do the trick.
Probably.
So when it came out, to date it has 1.7 million views.
Ooh.
On Newgrounds alone.
That's a big number.
Like that's ridiculous,
that's
right?
That's a good number.
Yeah, it was immensely popular, like daily feature, weekly choice, front paged. Like, it's even part of the Newgrounds portal history section on the website. So if you're going, I was like, ooh, what was popular in 2005? Bunny Kill. they obviously were criticized at the time for ripping off, quote-unquote, madness.
Yeah.
Although there were so many similar, like, violent Flash animations using the same kind of rigging style that, like... It wasn't so much a ripoff as just its own genre.
It's a pastiche. It's a it's like a tribute kind of thing.
Yeah, like what if you wanted to cuddle the madness guys?
What if?
Yeah. it was extremely popular at the time. However, after the Bunny Kill series, all the way into 2011 Ooh. Was when Bunny Kill 5 Part 2 dropped.
Oh, was it two-parter?
By which point we have, like, multiple characters, we have, like, really elaborate kind of staging and, like, almost a bit of plot.
Uh-huh.
However, after that, Mottis, the animator, basically disappeared. Just completely disappeared, completely incommunicado, no posts on their DeviantArt, nothing. Until a couple of years ago. And this is bittersweet. Because a couple of years ago, in March of 2020, suddenly out of nowhere, a news post on his Newgrounds page saying, hey, you're probably wondering what's happened to me, right? And to paraphrase, the fame and the excitement of Bunny Kill completely burnt him out.
Oh,
the enormous pressure from fans, yeah. And all of the demands of the audience, and also just the pressure to create. Like, okay, I'm the Bunny Kill guy. What do I do next? Can I do anything next? And he talks about having a lot of those pressures on him and ending up just kind of walking away from animation. However, he does say that he is currently very happy with his life. Right? He's got a job he likes. He makes, quote, more money than I need.
Okay.
So that's good.
That's good, yeah.
And, you know, he's got, like, a family. He's, like, just doing a thing outside of animation.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, and it doesn't sound like he regrets the Bunny Kill time of his life. But it does sound like he's kind of moved on from that.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, he's remembering the good with the bad. And, yeah. And, like, honestly, it's pretty nice to have an update at the very least.
Yeah.
You know? Just, like, learn a little bit about the guy. I mean, like, he's, like, 35 now, right? So he's being a grown-up somehow.
Somehow.
I mean, I can't do it yet.
No, me either.
Yeah, so yeah, so that's Mottis. Like, he's somewhere out there just living his best life, and he's left an extremely bloody legacy of cartoon rabbits, which I think is quite sweet.
Well, isn't that nice?
It is nice, honestly, yeah. So as of 2020, not dead, doing well, which is good.
Yes.
So I think to close off this, we have another few comments.
Oh, boy, here we go.
So this first one here is from Coladict, who said, I'm impressed that when converting / screen capturing this, you got the music ending just before Snowball. Oh, by the way, the white rabbit's name is Snowball. And the black rabbit's name is Smoke. I forgot to mention that because they don't say it in the animation. but this will become important later on when we start to cover the sequels and there are more characters to worry about. Anyway, so the music ends in the original Flash according to your PC's rendering capabilities. because obviously, right, if you're streaming a Flash cartoon, your computer can only catch up to its own ability.
Right, yeah.
And so if you get slowdown, the music track's just going to keep playing.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's really lucky that the version we have on YouTube managed to time it with the climax of the song, which I think is quite cool.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
How do you do that?
I mean, Coladict wants to know as well. If we find out, Coladict, we'll let you know.
14 other people want to know too. So
yeah.
Okay, come on. Fast up.
Yeah. Next up we have...
Show this to someone you just met and you know right away if you two are going to get along or not. If they say, whoa, that is awesome, what is that? You got a new friend. If they say, what the fuck is wrong with watching sick crap like that? Tell them, see ya. Lol.
Thank you. That's from Let's Find Out, who appropriately has a Tom and Jerry avatar, so clearly a real connoisseur of cartoon
Definitely,
violence right there.
Yes.
Yep, nice to see, nice to see. Sufalman from Newgrounds said, wow, you guys are so cool. Oh. 0 stars. I'm sure everyone is raving over this masterpiece. The bunny won. I can't believe it. He killed hordes of ninja bunnies. Woot. The one time when he killed the baddest of the badasses with little effort. Shocking. Surprising. I just couldn't believe my eyes. You guys have much talent that's totally not being wasted on meaningful cartoons. And I don't suggest jumping off any cliffs anytime soon.
Jesus fucking Christ. Yes, definitely. You've got some shit to work out soon for, man. Don't do it in the Newgrounds comment section.
My favorite part of this one is if you look at the bottom right, you'll see that 5 people reacted with the face that goes, what?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Right, you want to take the next one?
Kid AZN, January 7th, 2005, 5 stars. What a cheap shot. The white bunny knew he was beat, so he pulled a dirty little trick to win. I mean, did you see that?
Yeah.
The black bunny clearly was winning and whooping the white bunny's furry little A and hash exclamation point.
You're on the internet. You can
say
ass.
You can say ass.
You can, yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
If you ask me, the Black Bunny was cooler just because of the sun glasses.
I mean, that's an entirely reasonable opinion to have, I think. Yeah.
Solid Flash pretty much says it all. Nice graphics and fight scenes.
It was all fight scenes.
It was all fight scenes. Yeah. I hope we make another one real soon. Well, we've got some good news for you, kid-AZN.
Yeah,
they
were.
There were several.
They made several, yeah. Jacking It In.
Oh, boy.
Said, good take on the Madness series. I like the fight with the big bunny. Going inside his head is sick.
Agreed.
And that's why it was great. Pretty slick. Some talking between the baddie and good guy would be cool, I recon. You know, pre-battle banter. I'm better than you. I'll crush you. Your tyranny ends here, etc. kind of stuff. So we got some constructive criticism from some of these comments, which I like.
Cringe.
And,
Okay. Eric... 567, July 8th, 2012. This was, when was it, 2005? This guy came,
7 years.
This guy came back 7 years later and was like, Guns would win, idiot. Or Guns should win, idiot. Half a star.
Yeah.
Some people agreed with that. What the...
Look,
okay.
Look, this is exactly the kind of wisdom we would come to expect from Eric, 567th of his name.
Yeah, what happened to Eric, like, 1 to 566?
Mostly prison.
Oh, okay.
So, I think we might have time for one final cartoon. Would people like one final cartoon?
Yeah. Well, we've got some good news for you, because it's about a little blue guy that you might recognize.
This is Sonic Extreme. Oh, yes, I hear some recognition groans in the crowd. That's exactly what we want to hear. Here we go.
Something's happening ahead of the city.
Alright, that's it.
That's it!
Yeah! Hey!
Sonic Extreme, everybody! So, as we scroll through these beautiful credits with the thumping bass, that was absolutely a labor of love.
Yeah.
You can tell.
Yeah.
Like, whoever put these together, and we'll talk about who put this together, this is a proper Sonic fan film, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is ambitious. We've got a whole intro sequence. We've got, like, all the, not all your favorites, but most of your favorites, you know? Like, there are clearly plots that are going to intertwine and intersect. We had a whole, like, violent, psycho... I don't want to say psychosexual, hopefully,
no.
But psycho-robotic dream sequence for Shadow. We also have, like, I believe an original design in Metal Knuckles?
Metal Knuckles?
Oh, it's from Sonic. Oh, my mistake.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
we have
you
Sonic fans
Sonic
in the audience.
In the audience.
I believe there's a Sonic fan meetup later today. Plug. So, yeah, that was Sonic Extreme. Let's start with talking about the animation itself.
Yes.
So, again, we've got a very different kind of approach.
Mm-hmm.
We've got these beautifully gradiented character models
mm-hmm.
Who move in 2D very well.
It's very stylized. Like,
yeah. When they have to turn around... That's when
it starts to suffer a little bit.
Yeah, the last scene, or either the second last scene.
Yeah.
The second last scene is like, I believe it's a recreation of the intro to Sonic CD.
It looked like it, yeah.
With like Sonic like jumping between the different rocky outcroppings and so on, and like, you can feel it, like the ambition is there, but the execution is not quite up to it.
I mean, it's pretty good.
I mean, it is very good. Like, it's not bad by any stretch, but...
It's not quite Sonic CD.
Not quite. No, like you can see the seams, right? Like,
yes.
you can see the puppet strings.
Yes.
Or in this case, you can see the individual frames and count the individual frames. But no, I think it mostly works pretty well. Like, mm-hmm. I was intrigued. Like, ooh, why is Rug the Bat skulking around some random city? Oh no, Eggman is here with a very evil Dr. Claw kind of voice. then Shadow has a dream about being pursued by every robot
and stabbed in the throat.
Yeah, that's a theme for this episode. It's just people being horribly stabbed,
impaled, or maimed, or injured in some way.
Yeah, so like, and obviously the music choices are extremely Sonic. Apart mm-hmm. from the intro jingle, which is from I think Mario Sunshine.
No, that was those are the chapter intros from Paper Mario: Thousand Year Door.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes. So like the action scene we get like one proper action scene in the middle, which is Shadow's dream fight with Robo Knuckles or yeah. Mecha Knuckles mm-hmm. or whatever he's called, Metal Nux. There are like five.
You just made that up.
There are like at least three different Metal Sonics in the games
Sonic
and comic.
Fan.
I've never been
Fame.
A Sonic. I have never claimed Fame to be a Sonic
fan.
Fine. Okay then, real Sonic fan. What were your thoughts on this extremely cool dream fight?
It was cool. I liked it.
Yeah, it's all right. Like, it's kind of, I don't know, especially given that Shadow is, like, you know, like, the ultimate life form kind of thing. Like, it's nice to see him just get completely murked.
I'm looking forward to seeing him in Sonic the Hedgehog movie, the third.
Oh, my God.
I wonder who they're going to get to play him. They want someone famous to play him, and I'm like, who the fuck are they going to get? Don't fucking say Chris Pratt. I will come over there.
Don't you put that evil
I'm
out in
still
somewhere.
Angry.
Me
it
too.
Still hurts.
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu now.
Reeves as Shadow would be fucking perfect, actually.
I would
yes.
pay twice.
Yes.
To see Shadow the Hedgehog before
thank
you play
you.
Keanu Reeves. Yes.
And now the room is blessed again. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I think this works. Like, it's using a lot of the Flash preset stuff. So you've got loads of gradients.
Yeah.
You've got lots of like, okay, I have made a box. I have made another box. I put the boxes together. That's a wall.
Yeah.
We're gonna crash in the wall, and we're gonna just like. Cut out the hole in the wall.
Where I need the hole to go, I'm going to make an incision.
Yeah. So again, like you can very much. So it's weird because like with Bunny Kill, right? It's obviously the madness style, the puppeteering, and so on. But because it's so fluid, you can kind of your brain gets used to it. With this, the range of oh wow that looks cool to that looks a bit weird. Mm. I think it's jarring enough that it. I don't know. I wasn't able to fully get into it.
There's a little bit of a whiplash.
A little bit, yeah.
In between
yeah.
some of the scenes. Yeah.
But having said that, like as I mentioned, like the actual models are really good.
They're very on. They're very on model.
Yeah, very yeah. on model. I can see these being used for like an actual like 2D Sonic Flash game, as
yeah.
there were.
Yeah.
There were.
There were a lot. There were a lot of those.
There were
those
so
one
many.
Or two.
Yeah. Unfortunately, not one for this.
No.
But no, I think it works pretty well. I am sad that the final shot is just silent and there's Knuckles and then that's it.
I think there was meant to be more. I think we're going to find out about that in a bit, but I think there was meant to be more that he didn't get around to making.
Well,
like, it was meant to go on for.
They're definitely setting up a lot of different plot threads.
Yeah.
So let's find out if they manage that as we come to our final instance of Flash!
Ah.
Well, you've done so well. Thank
you
so
much.
Thank you. So, yeah, this is Sonic Extreme, which was made by a Newgrounds animator called Doom Fox. Which is, I mean, there are probably like five Doom Foxes running around this convention.
Just five?
Well, some of them have hyphens. And anyway.
Okay.
So yeah, this is very, very popular on Newgrounds. Since it came out in 2005, we've got 642,000 views. It got daily feature, weekly fourth place, but then I suppose 2005 was a pretty crowded field.
Yeah.
But like this got again massive, massive excitement. They released a trailer before it came out to generate buzz.
Yeah.
And like a lot of the comments are people saying like, "Wow, I thought that I was playing the actual game while I was watching this." Right? They're like so into it. Right? And if you think of it, like, because 2005 was not a great time to be a Sonic fan.
It wasn't as bad as the following year, but. Yeah.
Right, but like you've got so this actually came out before Shadow the Hedgehog,
Like a few months shy.
Yeah,
of.
So this is like between Heroes and Shadow the Hedgehog,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah.
When the actual kind of storytelling in the games is getting kind of fractured, I'd say.
Just a little bit. Just a wee bit, yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, you've got this burgeoning, seething online community of fans who want to put their version of the story out there.
Oh, they'll be seething, all right.
Oh, yeah. So we've got loads of fan fiction, loads of fan art, obviously. I'm sure at least half the people in this room have searched on DeviantArt, Your Name the Hedgehog.
Your Name the Hedgehog, if you've not done this, it's a very fun game to play.
It's very good, yeah. and so it obviously makes sense that there are going to be loads of people putting together their own Sonic animations, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Like, previously we covered the epic Sonic Nezo Unleashed, which is like, what if Sonic was Dragon Ball? This is
really
more grounded, I think.
Yeah.
So Doomfox was a pretty active animator and also artist, especially in the furry community. I even have an example of one of their pieces of furry art. It is safe for work, do not worry. But like, we can see the kind of stuff that they were putting together, you know, like kind of ambitious, like, you know, they're just like sci-fi themed, but like with like a cool tiger lady, you know?
Yeah.
So like, you know, like Doomfox is like getting on with it, doing the fan art thing. Back in 2005, they were part of a little collective called Final Flash Arts,
mm-hmm.
which they used to collaborate with a few other artists in the Sonic scene. They did a collaboration project, which we'll definitely cover in the future.
Yeah.
And then, about 2011, Doomfox just stopped posting. And has not resurfaced.
Nope.
It's been a very long time since anyone has heard or seen anything from Doomfox.
Does anybody know where Doomfox went?
Are you in this room? Or, Doomfox, at least when they made their account, was a student living in Guatemala.
Mm-hmm.
So this comes from the extremely prolific South American Sonic scene.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out, if you're from South America and you're listening, you will know Sonic is big. In Latin America.
Yeah.
But Doomfox, unfortunately, after posting some lovely art, making some lovely animations, and clearly being, like, very popular with their fans, just kind of, like, poofed. And yeah, maybe they reinvented themselves, you know?
Maybe.
And maybe they've gone on to do bigger and better things in, like, legit animation. I don't know, maybe they're a senator. I have no idea. It would be very cool to be able like Senator in episode 2 of Sonic Sat AM. Did you find? Yeah. So unfortunately, our story ends with a cold trail.
Yeah.
But Doomfox, wherever you are, I think we're sending our best wishes because like you made some cool stuff.
This is pretty cool.
And I'm sure we will be covering more of it in the future because it's lovely. So we are slightly overrunning. So what we're going to do is we're going to breeze through our final comments.
Very, very quickly go through.
But these are worth it, I promise.
Yes.
So we are going to start off with this one for you, Alex.
Okay. Cajun Spirit, April 24th, 2005, 4 stars. Wow. Hey, man, ever since LGD showed me the trailer, I was interested. Now that it's out, I voted my 5. That's 4. and I'll be supporting you all the way. Kind of saddens me you didn't ask for my help, but whatever.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Ooh.
Jesus. Great graphics and super animation. Very, very impressive. I hope to see a lot more from you. Well done.
Yeah, so this is a really good example of a compliment sandwich. Because it's great. I love it. Why didn't you let me help you? I could have helped you. Great. I love it. Yeah, so, I mean, maybe Cajun Spirit was themselves a prolific Sonic person.
Maybe we'll come across them eventually.
It's very possible.
It's possible.
Yeah, I mean, it's the old Buddhist koan, I think. If you meet Cajun Spirit on the road, you give him a Tails plushie.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, M-A-R-C-U-S, Marcus, I think that's how he says it.
I think that's how you say it, yeah.
In 2005, gave this 4.5 stars and said, whoa, this is looking fabulous, my man. All 3D graphics? How? They're not 3D graphics.
No, still 2D.
Yeah, still 2D. But the gradients, like they fool the brain.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't believe you were able to compress it so much, Ruffles. Well, Well, it was very entertaining considering there wasn't a whole lot of action. You introduced the characters pretty well. There was a tidbit of action, but nothing awesome. But overall, this was so much fun to watch. The animation's outstanding. The audio was near perfection. I mean, the voice acting...
Yeah.
The voice acting is there.
The Sonic voice in this is like, pinch your nose and do an American accent and bingo, you got it.
Gotta go fast.
Actually, that felt weird to do. I can't wait to see the conclusion. 9 out of 10. The thumb, extremely up.
Extremely up the
extremely
thumb.
Up. I love it. I love it. Marcus is so into this. So this is... I've hidden the name.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Okay. The comment itself from Mystery User. Holy crap. This is sweet as hell, dude. The graphics are out of this world just amazing. The music fit in perfect. And, well, not to mention, I like the choice of music for the opening song. But the voice acting could have used some work. Yeah. Then again, at least it had voice acting. Hey, there's something we didn't touch on. They actually got a lady to voice Rouge the Bat.
Which is
that
nice.
Was nice.
Yeah.
This seriously is an amazing Flash movie. Great work.
So thank you to that. Really, I think, really helpful and really constructive is comment from Anal Penguin Farming.
There it is. There it is. 5 stars. Thank you very much, Anal Penguin Farming.
Yep. APF to his friends.
Oh, yeah.
Zio of Fire only gave it 1 star and said, "A mockery to all I stand for. I have heard better sounds coming from a song by McFly.
Ooh.
And that's saying something. No humor. It's Sonic. He likes a laugh too." The graphic looked mild, but the voice acting sucked. Game over. Please try again. Zio of Fire, the flame of the Phoenix Reborn.
Oh my god, he signed his fucking post.
I love guys who sign their posts.
I can never decide if I want to tell people to stop or to start doing it again, because it's always very good.
It's so good. And we're going to finish with a comment from our old friend.
Ah, yes.
Erichio.
Background on this guy. This guy has left a comment on nearly every single Newgrounds thing. Whenever we are in the comments looking for these, we see this fucking guy. Shout out to Erichio. He's like the secret third co-host at this point.
Yeah. We wouldn't be able to do it without you, Erichio. Thank you so much.
February 6th, 2017. Oh man, this is so awesome. I am so disappointed you didn't make more of these. Not only is the animation incredible, we have a great story going on here, especially love Rouge in this.
Do you, Erichio?
Do you?
Interesting.
Okay. Mm. It's not just that she's really hot, although you just spelled it out. Well, that helps. Everything looks so gorgeous. You really created the unique world for Sonic and friends to be in. We got all these classic characters at their best. The atmosphere is incredible. The voices are wonderfully suiting too.
Fine. I mean, there's no accounting for taste.
That's true.
Yeah, and as Anal Penguin Farming said, at least there is voice acting.
Yeah.
You know, like and you can hear that it's being done on microphones that aren't made of paper.
Not completely.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't
which
made with
right,
a potato.
Yeah. So thank you, Erichio. That is going to bring us to the end of our cartoons and the end of our episode, the end of our live show. Thank you all so much for coming. If you would like to follow us, we have a Twitter, FlashITPancast or FlashItPancast. You can find every episode we've had. We've got 4 years of episodes, massive back catalog.
This was episode 81.
81
so
or 82,
you've got a
yeah.
A lot to get through.
Yep, flashinthepancast.com. And if you wish to be extremely generous and support us, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your pets. Or if you wish to give us some kind of money, then that's on Patreon. .com/flashinthepan. That only leaves us to say thank you so much for coming. Until next time, I have been Tom.
I've been Alex.
And enjoy the rest of your con!
Woo! Thank you so much for coming!
Woo! Thank you so much!
That was okay, Flash in the Pan Live, recorded at Confuzzled in Birmingham in May of 2022. Please, if you would like to, you can follow Alex on Twitter at Dex01. You can also find links to her music and other projects at alexvalentine.card. If you would like to follow Tom, you can do so at Gertrude Perkins, that's Gertrude P-R-K-N-S, on Twitter. Thank you, as always, to our gracious web host, Alicia E. Goranson, whose writings and recordings you can find at alicia-goranson.com. If you would like to send us an email, you can do that, Flashketeers. You can do that at flashinthepancast@gmail.com. We will be returning soon with another regular episode, but until then, thank you for listening. Thank you for all of your support. Have a great Flash. Flash in the pan.